The Guardian. The Travel Folk Tales for Kids series is supported by Airbnb.
Pinocchio and the Field of Miracles. Tuscany is famous the world over as the birthplace of Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and the Renaissance. But did you know that one of the most famous children's characters ever was also born here? A boy made entirely of wood. When Carlo Lorenzini was 10, his family moved away from the hot, dusty streets of Florence and went to live in the medieval town of Collodi. The village was built up the side of a steep hill, and Carlo's parents lived and worked at the grand Villa Garzoni. Young Carlo loved to wander round the leafy avenues of the endless gardens, and it was here that he found the Field of Miracles. "But why is it miraculous?" he asked aloud. "It looks like a pretty ordinary field to me." Certainly it wasn't as spectacular as the mosaics and statues and fountains he'd seen elsewhere in the villa's grounds.
"Oh, there's a story about that,"
said a tiny chirpy voice somewhere down on the ground. What? Said Carlo.
"Ah! Don't tread on me!"
yelled the voice, and Carlo saw that he was talking to a tiny cricket, who, though he looked rather cross in the midday heat, was keen to chat to Carlo.
"Your father's the new gardener, isn't he? Well, the gardener who was here before him, he was the reason they called this the Field of Miracles."
Carlo loved hearing stories. He always believed every word of them. "Oh, go on."
"Well, he was mowing the lawn and he found a whole heap of golden coins under that old tree," said the cricket. "They'd been hidden away for donkey's years."
"But where did the coins come from?" said Carlo. "Money doesn't just grow under trees."
"Oh, that's the interesting part," said the cricket with a knowing cough. "I'll tell you all about it if you like. Though we must go and sit under the tree in the Field of Miracles because this sun is too blazing hot for my legs."
So they sat in the tree's shade and the cricket set about telling a tale from many years before.
"Well, it's a tale about an old puppet maker and a fairy with turquoise hair and a cunning fox and a sly cat and a giant terrible dogfish and a brave and handsome cricket. What else? Oh yeah, a small boy carved out of wood who wanted someday to become a real boy."
Carlo stared at the insect. "You're kidding me." The cricket chuckled.
"It's all true. And I know it's so because I was there for almost the whole thing. It's a long and complicated tale in which a little boy runs away from home and his nose always grew when he told lies and he gets into all kinds of danger and in which crickets have all the best ideas and are generally right about everything. And
wait a minute," Carlo said. "Can you hear my mother shouting?" He could because she had taken a break from cleaning the villa's 100 windows and had dished out some ice cream. Gelato is what they call it in Italy, and it's really the best ice cream you will ever eat. Lemon and pistachio and peach flavour, which is the best. Carlo fetched back 2 dishes of ice cream so he could share it with his new friend. The cricket was delighted, eating only the tiniest amount and then resting his 6 blisteringly hot feet into his dish to cool them. "Now," said Carlo, "tell me about the golden coins the gardener found here."
"Golden coins?" frowned the cricket. "But they're not even the best part of the story. The best part is about the island of fun, where all the boys run off in order to play all day and never work. But after 5 weeks of non-stop messing about, they all turned into donkeys and grew hooves and tails and ears."
"No, I'd rather hear about the hoard of treasure."
"Or," said the cricket, "what about when the puppet boy found himself adrift, swimming in the ocean and getting swallowed up by the terrible dogfish?"
Carlo shrugged. Oh, that's all very interesting, I'm sure. But what about these golden coins in the Field of Miracles? Oh, all right then, said the cricket, rubbing his legs together.
You see, right at the very start of the story, the little wooden boy was sent off by his father, the puppet maker, to attend school. He gave him a handful of coins to buy a school book with, but of course, straight away, the wooden boy ran off and went to the ice cream parlour instead. He was standing in the queue and taking out his money when suddenly, either side of him appeared the fox and the cat, La Volpo and Il Gatto. They oozed and crept around him like they were suddenly his best friends.
Have you heard of the Field of Miracles? Asked the fox, purringly.
Ngao, said the cat.
Come and see, said the fox. It's really quite marvellous.
He swiftly led the little boy out of the ice cream parlour, up the hill, out of the town, and into these very gardens. Then the fox said,
This is a magic field, you see. If you plant old coins here under this particular tree, eventually you will get a crop of gold. You just have to invest your money and be patient. But eventually you'll be quids in.
No,
said the cat.
The wooden boy's eyes lit up. Golden coins? Because he was easily led and didn't think for himself, the wooden boy did exactly as these two villainous creatures had told him. He buried his school book money under this very tree, and then because he had no school book, he couldn't go to school, and so he went off instead on a series of exciting and terrifying adventures. And what happened then? Asked Carlo.
Well, said the cricket, of course La Volpo and Il Gatto came scampering back here, didn't they? As soon as the boy was out of the way, they dug up his few coins and made off with them.
Hooray, cried the fox. Let's buy ice cream.
Said
the cat. But they happened to leave behind a single coin, and that was enough to grow a little treasure here in the Field of Miracles. And it was those golden coins that were found all those years later by the gardener. And maybe one day you'll find treasure here too, Carlo.
Wow, said Carlo. That's quite a story. But I'm not sure I believe a single word of it.
The cricket shrugged all six of his shoulders.
Well, that's up to you. It's no skin off my nose. Well, I'll be hopping off anyway. Thanks for the ice cream.
Wait, wait, cried Carlo.
This boy made of wood, who had all these strange, nonsensical, illogical adventures. What did they call him?
Arthur,
said the cricket, and bounced off. Many years later, after Carlo grew up and became a writer for the newspaper in that very town of Collodi, he was asked to come up with a story in many episodes that kids might like to read. Something fantastic and exciting. He went to sit in his favourite spot under the tree in the Field of Miracles, and the story that the cricket had told him when he was 10 came flooding back into his mind. He swapped the order of things about, and he changed all the names, of course. And he thought, I can't call the puppet boy Arthur. I'll call him Pinocchio instead. And so he did. And the story turned out to be more valuable than any other kind of treasure ever found in that field. You can visit the town and the Villa Garzoni, which is still there. And there's also an amazing place called Pinocchio Park, which has a puppet theatre, a maze, a butterfly house, and a life-size terrible dogfish, just like in the story of Pinocchio. And don't forget to visit the Field of Miracles, where you might just share your ice cream with storytelling crickets.
The Travel Folk Tales for Kids series is supported by Airbnb. Where will your imagination take you? Search fairy tale family homes anywhere in the world at airbnb.com and get inspired for your next family adventure.
The Guardian.